WNCW presents this week's More to the Story. I'm Paul Foster. This week we're going to have an opportunity to speak with Asheville's Mountain Express, recapping a recent article, Buncombe County faces a lack of affordable, accessible child care. Several reporters have contributed to the article, and it's our pleasure to welcome to More to the Story today the Mountain Express Managing Editor, Virginia Daffron. Virginia, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Virginia, parents working outside the home have to depend in most cases on child care, daycare for their children. That care does not come cheap. Early on, Mountain Express was sharing data from the Child Care Services Association. What was that information when it came to young children, specifically in Buncombe County?
According to that data, over 9,000 children below the age of six who have one or more parents, who either both parents are working outside of the home or their single parent works outside of the home, that's over 9,000 children under six who live in Buncombe County fit that category. It's certainly an issue that affects a lot of children and working families.
You folks provided the information that if you break that down, in most cases, you would be talking about a mom and dad or a single parent paying about $879 a month out of their salary to take care of the expense for this.
That's right, and that's just for one child. We profile a mother in the story who has four children, ages 1 to 9. Her two older children are in school, but her two younger children, according to these numbers, if she were placing them into four-star child care, she'd be paying something like a little more than $1,750 a month. You can imagine many working parents feel like they really are working primarily to pay the child care bill.
Now, some of these children or their family actually can receive state funding vouchers. Is it substantial and how available is it?
The state does have a voucher system with a qualification by income level and number of children in the family. In Buncombe County, there are a little bit more than 1,500 children currently receiving those vouchers. And then there are an additional 244 children on the waiting list. They qualify, or their parents or their families qualify for that assistance, but there are not voucher spots available for them at this time.
I thought Mountain Express did a wonderful job throughout the article of breaking down certain topics that we may not have thought about. In other words, there was a section of the article that talked about the economic impact and how women are affected by affordable daycare, if you would address that.
Well, of course, women do the majority of child care in many families, so it is an issue that is specifically of concern to women and relates a lot to women's careers and their opportunities. However, one thing that strikes me as I think about this issue is how broad the support for expanding opportunities for early childhood education and quality childcare are across the entire community. You've got support in the government, from the Buncombe County Board of Commissioners to the business community. The Asheville Area Chamber of Commerce and its president, Kit Kramer, have been advocating for expansion of child care for many years and continue to have a really strong focus on it. And in the philanthropic sector, got philanthropists like Jenny Eblen. I'm sure there are many, many more, but she comes to mind as someone who's been advocating for this issue for a long time. While it's a women's issue, I think one thing we learned from this article is it's also a very important economic development issue that affects our community's ability to thrive and to attract, actually, employers. Because if child care is not available, then employees aren't able to come to work.
We think about someone or an organization that can provide help, and I like the fact that you brought to the attention of the readers the YWCA of Asheville that actually provides some programs in trying to assist, don't they?
They absolutely do, and because of the funding that has become available through the Buncombe County Board of Commissioners, which has pledged $3.6 million per year going forward. Now, there's always a little catch to that with politics. They can't commit future resources that future elected officials might agree to spend. But for now, the commitment is $3.6 million a year. And some of that money has gone to the YWCA, which has allowed them to add two new early childhood classrooms. And then they have a variety of programs. Some of them are full-time for working parents. And some of them, as we mentioned in the story, can actually just provide short-term care so that women can take care of needs in their lives that they wouldn't be able to take care of, you know, with their children along, like going to a job interview, for example.
Virginia, go into the part of the story that was about sharing the cost.
So even if you do receive a child care voucher, say you go through the process, you qualify in terms of family income, and then you get off the waiting list and your voucher is actually available, you still have to pay for a portion, 10% of the market rate for that care. And what we understand from organizations like the Buncombe Partnership for Children, who focus on this issue, some families just are not, they don't really realize that when they first apply and they're not able to make it over that hump. So they sometimes have to release that child care voucher to another family, even though it would offset a large part of the cost.
Buncombe County faces a lack of affordable, accessible child care. I realize that we need to give some credit for this story to some other contributors, if you will, please.
The writer for this story is a wonderful intern that we have this summer. Her name is Hannah Masson. She is a student at Elon University, double majoring in public health and communications. She's out of town right now, so she wasn't able to do this interview, but wanted to acknowledge Hannah's great work. And another one of our staff reporters, Brooke Randall, also contributed to the story.
Virginia, when it comes to Mountain Express, we know you've got community news. You definitely stay on things with the environment, health, the arts. If someone wanted to find out more about Mountain Express, how could they do so?
They could pick up one of our free copies. Comes out every week. It usually hits the newsstand on Tuesday afternoons, and we distribute to almost 900 locations in Western North Carolina. People can also find us on the web at mountainx.com.
Our guest has been the managing editor of the Mountain Express on More to the Story, Virginia Daffron. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul.
More to the Story also available as a podcast at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.